97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell 15.7 cents over the past week, the average on Tuesday landing at $4.35 per gallon in Wisconsin. This is 42.9 cents higher than a month ago and $1.32 per gallon higher than this time last year. Gas could be found under $4 a gallon in the Badger State, with the cheapest station pricing in at $3.69 on Monday, while the highest was $5.15, a difference of $1.46. Gas Buddy officials say oil drifted lower over the weekend over renewed optimism of a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. The hope of a deal pushed oil prices lower, which eased geopolitical pressure on energy markets. However, CENTCOM reports U.S. defensive strikes in Iran, which could cause the outlook to change. Officials at Gas Buddy say it's too early to tell how long drivers will continue to see relief at the pump. Wood County Clean Sweep is happening this coming Saturday. Residents can safely dispose of unwanted household and agricultural hazardous waste in Marshfield on May 30th from 8 a.m. to noon. Accepted items can be dropped off at the Marshfield Agricultural Research Station on Yellowstone Drive. Everything from automotive fluids, batteries, and electronics to pesticides and fertilizers. Materials should be labeled, sealed, and transported upright. You can find the full list on the Wood County Health Department's website or by calling 715-421-8911. Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 are having their pork chop dinner tonight at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall. The meal is $15 and includes a 9-ounce pork chop with mashed potatoes and gravy, veggies, and a dinner roll. They'll have assorted desserts, condiments, and milk and coffee come with the meal. Cash bar with sodas, beer, and wine. That's from 4:30 to 7 tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers is formally requesting a federal disaster declaration from President Trump for the damaging storms and floods from April. Wisconsin Emergency Management and FEMA estimate damages from April's storm at over $27 million. That includes assessments on over 1,000 residential properties and infrastructure damage. Evers is requesting public assistance for people in 19 counties and the Oneida Nation, public assistance for emergency work and infrastructure repairs. There's no timeline for a response to the state's request for federal assistance. The State Patrol will be watching drivers from the air this week in several parts of the state. Troopers plan flyovers on highways in Portage, Washera, Jefferson, Manitowoc, Eau Claire, and Door counties. From the air, pilots can spot speeding and aggressive driving more easily, then alert officers on the ground to make stops. The agency says the goal is to prevent dangerous behavior, not just hand out tickets. Officials also note they're announcing the patrols to encourage drivers to slow down and follow the rules. Home prices in Wisconsin are continuing to rise. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the median price of homes increased 6.3% year over year in April, with a typical home costing $340,000. Home sales were still up 7.4% during the same time period due to a slightly lower mortgage rate. Experts say available housing needs to increase 62% to reach a balanced market. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and the Cardinals tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the Brewers and Cards. Game one yesterday was all about the Miz, Jeff Levering.
Struck him out. High heat at 103, first K of the day for Miz.
I mean, he's swinging when the ball's in the glove.
Burleson swings and misses. 103 again.
The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski threw 100 pitches in 7 innings on the way to a 5-1 win against St. Louis. 57 of those pitches over 100 miles per hour, a new major league record. Mizorowski asked, has he been working on his endurance?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, in the offseason, that was the focus. And, I think it came out better on the other side. So, yeah, I do feel stronger, but nothing crazy.
Did you have fun today?
Yeah, of course. It's always fun. I mean, it's always fun to play baseball.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It was magnificent. One of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start tonight from Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today in the upper 80s to near 90. Tonight, an evening thunderstorm possible, then partly cloudy. Will drop down to around 59 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, chance of storms in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.